and Raven Show. With you everywhere you go. The Anna and Raven Show podcast. Star 99.9. Today's best mix.
Daniel Barden was one of the first graders that we lost in the Sandy Hook tragedy. But his legacy lives on, and it lives on in a really fun way. Joining us, Frank LaBanca from the Daniel Barden Mudfest.
So great to be here with you today. You know, back when Sandy Hook happened, my daughter Maggie was a student at Sandy Hook Elementary as well. She was a third grade student. We were fortunate enough that she was fine that day, but her best friend Daniel Barden was murdered that day. And in tragedy, you try to find ways to better the world. And so in conjunction with my brother-in-laws and sister-in-laws, my wife, we put together the Daniel Barden Mudfest.
I can't imagine as a parent how terrifying and awful that day possibly could have been for you.
It was a really tough day. You know, that morning, Mark Barden, Daniel's father, and I, we put our children on the bus before we headed off to do our respective days. I came home that day with my daughter and he did not. And that horror of losing a child is something that's just so deep and profound. And our family just decided we needed to do something to both help the family, but also do something for the world to make it better.
And I love this because this is so fun. And when we think about first graders and we think about all the fun stuff that they're into, this is the perfect example of it. It's a mud fest.
Yeah, it's an absolutely wonderful day. Just south of Utica area, Daniel, my brother-in-law, was the inspiration behind putting together a mud fest, an exciting opportunity to bring two communities together, both the upstate New York community and the Newtown community and Greater Danbury area community together to celebrate life and to celebrate being outside in the world and experiencing something together. We built and designed the course. Of course, we have a kids run, which is a half mile fun run. We have an untimed 5K, and there's also a timed 5 mile run.
I feel like there's one for each of us.
Right, it's true.
That's perfect, you know? I'll either go on the kids one or certainly the untimed one.
Right.
Well, you know, I think that's the really neat part of the experience is there are lots of fun obstacles along the way as you get dirty and you get muddy, and they're really hard, and they're almost not designed to do by yourself.
I love that.
They're designed to do with someone else, someone to help you, someone to reach out their hand, to pull you up, to help you over something, to pull you out of something.
What a great
dirty
analogy.
And muddy. Yeah. Because when we work together, you know, that's really where excitement happens.
And Frank, when people register, where does the money go?
Well, you know, the Daniel Barden Mudfest is totally run by volunteers. So everyone's a volunteer. So all the money we raise goes to charity. And our charities are actually pretty exciting. What we do is we sponsor 8 students from upstate New York and 8 students from Connecticut, 8th grade students, to participate in a 12-day 78-mile canoe leadership adventure training.
That sounds so fun.
It's incredible. I've seen these programs before where they do this. A lot of times, like, they're taking kids that have been in tough situations or whatever, and you have these life-changing effects on them, really, when they go out and they spend this time out there.
That's what's really important to us. We think we can affect change one person at a time, and it starts with young children. And on top of that, even more exciting is there is more money beyond that. We ask each student to identify a local charity, and we donate to the local charity in the student's name. So we empower students to figure out what's important to them and how we can use the money to help what they think is important, too. It's a wonderful event. Over 3,000, 4,000 people there every year. 900 feet of elevation change. You can see out to the Adirondack Mountains, which are about 50 miles away. You just get these beautiful views, see something really special, and do it with special people in your life.
That's super fun. So I need to know all of the details.
You can find out about the Daniel Barden Mudfest by going to our website, bardenmudfest.org. Certainly like us on Facebook, the Daniel Barden Mudfest. I'd also encourage you to participate in the What Would Daniel Do? That's the family webpage, and you can find that on Facebook as well, to connect with us and see the things we're doing to make things better.
I love it. Let's get dirty.